Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My question to you is, and Kiki specifically, is there a directive for the offensive line that's different now that there was for, I can't remember his name. He's been gone long.
Russell.
Are they going to treat this differently? Are they going to, always throw a blocking tight end in there to protect him? Is it going to look like, a goal line stance Malik outside?
I mean, it's a good question. It's a good question. I think the answer is no. So the one thing about Russ is that you knew he was immobile in the pocket for the most part. And so you saw a lot of tight end chips. You saw Cam Scataboo. I'm sure you saw this on social media, just de-cleating a defensive end. And that's beneficial because it helps your tackles, right? But I think two things are changing that. One, Andrew Thomas is back, and he had a perfect passing grade, I think, in his 25 snaps that he played last week. And so you chalk him up to being elite. Also, with Jackson Dart, you're going to want to do things more spread-oriented as opposed to let's keep everybody tight, formations in here. Let's open it up so that there's space for him to get the ball out. And so that basically means your running back's got to not always, but sometimes have these scat releases. He's got to be in the route to influence the other routes that you're trying to keep space on. So I think it's changing it, but less in the protection form, if that makes sense.
The most perfect way to describe the Russell Wilson era is the fact that our last caller forgot his name.
Yes, but that's what we speculated. it doesn't mean anything to you.
Right. No, he doesn't.
And so it's not a knock on Russ. It's just a reality. He's only been here for 3 months.
No, I know. And he ends up starting 3 games. Yes. And barring injury or something unforeseen, that's going to be it for him.
Yes.
It is amazing to me that a guy who's going to be discussed a lot over the next decade or so, is he a Hall of Famer? Is he not a Hall of Famer? His legacy? Our first caller is like, what's his name?
Hey, guys. Russell here.
Well, that's what Sean's, process was yesterday. Didn't you do, or 2 days ago, didn't you do the
for guys will forget?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Giant fans might forget Russ.
Yeah, you may be right.
I'm serious.
You may be right.
If we don't hear his name for the next 14 weeks, how you remember?
Well, I mean, the perfect evidence is our first call is like, what's his name? It was 5 days ago exactly. When he played.
The day after he passed for those yards versus Dallas, we had a caller call him Russell Williams.
Yeah. That's a good point. Let's go to Mark in Monroe. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking me. Real quick, I got a statement and a question, so I'll go fast. Big thing is, I don't see Jackson Dart having any more luck than Russ. I mean, the coaching was not great last week, and then the week before we were up against a weak secondary. But then on top of that, I was curious, where do you guys want this season to go? If you want Dable to stay, what do you think he needs to do?
Win.
Yeah, I mean, you can't put a number on it because they have a tough schedule. Obviously, the Chargers this weekend. Then you have the Saints, who are one of the bottom dwellers. But then you have the Eagles
twice in 3 weeks.
3 weeks surrounded by, sandwiching the Denver Broncos in Denver.
Yeah.
So you could look at a 2-1 whatever start. It could be bad.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, then he's gone.
Exactly.
Oh, 100%.
If he doesn't win, or at least like Dan Campbell did, but that was Dan Campbell's first year.
Exactly.
Or second year.
Second year for
right.
him.
In Dan Campbell, if we all remember, and we pay attention because he's one of us, a giant for life, even though he played in a couple other places and coaches the Detroit Lions. We love the guy.
I think he's only a giant for life to you, yeah, honestly. No offense to, no offense to Dan Campbell.
His second season was, it started terrible.
Right.
And then he won out, basically. And it created a confidence and a platform for him to springboard into the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Including this year.
They were 1-6. They finished 9-8.
Yes.
Just missed
the playoffs.
If that happens, Brian Daboll will remain the head coach.
That's right.
So I agree with you. It's very tough to put an exact win total on it, but they have to win games. Like this idea, and some have it. You clearly don't. I'm not sure about the boys back there. This idea of, well, he's connected to Jackson Dart. Yeah, if Jackson Dart plays well, he'll come back.
Nah,
I don't buy that at all.
I don't either.
They got to win games.
Right. Yeah, I used to buy it. I don't anymore.
Really? So you flipped on it?
I flipped a little bit.
What caused you to flip? You listen to Uncle Evan?
It's not just listen to Uncle Evan, just the tea leaves, the breadcrumbs, and some of the stuff he's doing within games I don't think he could pin on other people.
I flipped as well, and the perfect example is the team they're playing on Sunday. Justin Herbert went from a guy that was to look where he is under Harbaugh.
Right.
So the head coach made actually a big impact on him.
Yeah, like,
yeah, by the way.
Positively.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not necessarily, you know, Jim Harbaugh being this QB guru. I think it's more... like the organization, like the culture, the you're not getting away with anything under Jim Harbaugh. It's who he is.
Program builder.
Yes, exactly. And so I know we end up wanting to talk so much about resumes and what guys have done, and he's did this with this player and this offense in this location. It's more about like developing the program.
Right.
Until,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're not winning, what development are you doing?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a piece of history, and I understand. Come on, Ev, what does history mean? You can decide not to care about this at all, but I want to give you the piece of information because it took me a long time doing the research. So if I did a long time researching it, I'd like to at least present it to you at some point. In the history of the New York Giants, they have been around for a very long time. It's actually over 100 years now.
Yeah.
And I'll include the Jets, too. I'll bring the Jets in. Of course, they've been around since 60. So think about how long they've been around. In the history of both franchises, only one person was allowed three consecutive losing seasons and kept their job.
Hmm.
Now, think about that for a second. The Jets and Giants have had plenty of losing. No head coach has been given three straight losing seasons and said, yeah, come back for another year. It has never happened in the history of the Jets and Giants except one guy. And the one guy is the exception. His name is Weeb Eubank.
Right.
He had already won, and obviously the Jets ended up winning.
Right.
That's it. There is nobody in the history of the New York Football Giants who could survive three consecutive losing seasons.
And by the way, that's par for the course in all of the NFL.
Yes. Like
Arthur Smith, he had three what were they, 7-9 or whatever it was, 7-10 seasons. And then they fired him. He's a pretty decent coach, good coordinator. Just could never get above double digit
because
wins.
You need to win.
You need to win.
So, like in the '70s, the Giants were the masters of losing. In fact, they lost every year. They were under 500 between 1973 and 1980. And I said, "Oh, well, maybe it happened then with Alex Webster." No, maybe it happened then with John McVay. No, maybe it happened then with Ray Perkins. No, and so it is almost impossible to keep your job when you have three consecutive losing seasons. Mm-hmm. In fact, in the history of the Jets and Giants, combined now 160 years, only one guy was able to do it, and he's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
So when I say, or anyone else says, hey, they got to win, yeah, because that's the business. It was the business in the 70s, and it's the business in 2025. And I'll take it a step further. I don't give a damn how good this quarterback looks.
Right.
If they're not winning games, he's not surviving.
The team has lost 14 of their last 15 games for the first time in 100 seasons of Giants football.
There you go.
I mean, it carries over from last year. That, right. I mean, we all hear about the 70s. 14 of 15 games they have not won.
And that's why, and I don't know what the magic number is, but they have to win. Now, obviously, based on that history, let's say they go finish 7-10, which would actually be pretty encouraging considering they're 0-3 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Could Brian Daboll use that to defy the stat I just gave?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, but again, it's what it looks like.
Yes. It's what it looks like, but there needs to be wins.
Yes.
It can't just look good and be like, well, it was a tough schedule.
I agree.
Sorry we were 3-14. No.
But if it's 7-10, can you say, I'm 7-7 with my quarterback, who was a rookie at quarterback.
Maybe. That's again. That's
where
why
you extinguish
it looks like.
The three
it's
first.
What it looks like.
It's why I use that number as an example because, yeah, I think that's the area. Just to be specific on where I think it has to go for Daboll to keep his job. Now, our last caller also said, if you care about Daboll keeping his job, if I'm a Giant fan, here's what I care about: winning. Mm-hmm. I want to win. I'm sick of losing. And I don't care if my head coach is Brian Daboll, Brian Flores, Bill Belichick, Tiki Barber, or Evan Roberts. I want to win.
They know. Watch
so unless
out.
You've got a personal vendetta against Brian Daboll, why wouldn't you want to win?
I agree.
Thank you.
Because I don't. By the way, I just want a coach that could win.
And don't be so inspired that I used your name. I used my name, too.
Did you?
Yeah,
I didn't hear you.
Yeah, it was Tiki Barber, Evan Roberts, coaching the Giants. By the way, you guys don't want that.
Would you run special teams in that case?
I don't even know what I would do. I would just hire a bunch of people and then like sit on my throne and watch.
Right.
And say, boy, you guys better not screw up.
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.